You're listening to the Rapid Realization Podcast, where we discuss the mind, body, and everything on healing from within, for you to get inspired to finding your own inner wisdom, to be more self-actualized and become aware of your highest potential. And I'm your host, Dr. Anne Marie Balkansky, a certified clinical hypnotherapist and mind coach at Rapid Realization, and I welcome you. So let's begin. And welcome. On today's episode, where we're talking about emotions, and emotions do have a vibration. It's an energy. Emotions are just another sense of energy. It's almost like listening to me right now. Basically, your ears are picking up on vibrations from the sound, which are basically wavelengths that are traveling from your audio device to your ears and basically stimulating these little hairs within your ears, which the hairs are basically picking up the variety of changes that are creating the words, the combinations of the words, and translating that into an understanding, communication through your brain. And so the vibrations of the sound that your audio is signaling to you is a wavelength. And emotions are a wavelength as well. And the best way that I can explain this was done by Dr. Isao Emoto, who I brought up on this podcast before, who was the first person that really pioneered the whole idea of words having energy and showing that if specific words or specific types of music were played to water and it was frozen, then you would see crystals that were formed dependent upon the energy dependent upon that music. So if like opera or beautiful, like, you know, maybe harmonious instrumental music was played, you'll see these crystals. But if like rock music was played, then you may see these chaotic structures that didn't have really any order to it. And, you know, they've done this multiple times, even on rice experiments, where you take rice and you basically just, you know, give affirmations to that rice. So I just want to highlight how emotions are energy. It is a vibration. And the thing about emotions, though, is that I realize that from communication with, you know, my clients and many people, that the words that we use to signal a particular type of emotion is different. It is not synonymous with every single person. Like, for example, I had someone that, you know, was talking about boredom. And what does boredom feel for you? Boredom is an emotion. And for some people, it feels like irritability. For some people, it feels like just, you know, some people may define boredom as peace. You know, like sometimes I'll be sitting, you know, I'll look like I'm bored, but I'm not bored at all. You know, so, you know, and that's because I don't define bored as when I'm in peace. I'm just being, I'm just complete in stillness or contentness. So emotions have a vibration, and this has been demonstrated through, you know, various people and psychologists, psychiatrists. I mean, if you go out there and Google search, you know, emotions and their vibration, you're going to find a lot of content on it. And, you know, there's a common theme that goes with the vibration of emotions, that there are high vibrating emotions and there are low vibrating emotions. I mean, that's why we all say positive vibes, high vibes. And those emotions are the peace, the bliss, the love, the joy, the freedom, the empowerment, like all those positive emotions. And we do have the low vibrating emotions, which are all those, you know, more negative seen emotions like worry, doubt, anger, fear, insecurity. And I want to, before I continue on, I just want to make sure everybody does understand, like, these are all energy. And the thing that happens, though, is as we shift to the more negative or lower vibrating emotions, we pull away as opposed to push forward towards. We go towards positive emotions and pull away from negative emotions, but they're all still emotions. They're all energy and they're all vibrating. And the words that we use may be very specific for you. And, you know, this is something that was definitely defined in the book by Eugene Gendlin, which is called Focusing, where he really talks about just connecting with the emotions and finding a handle. The handle is really the word that you identify with that emotion. And I would say after working with a number of people, that is one of the most challenging things, is just becoming aware of what you're feeling. Like, how does this feel in the body? And what is it that I'm even feeling? And that is a type of awareness that we need to be trained on more than anything, because most of us are not really used to understanding what we're feeling, why we're feeling, how we're feeling, because we're not really shown how to listen. And that's why even when I ask the question of like, well, how do you feel? The immediate reaction that someone will typically say is, I feel good. I feel fine. I feel, oh, good. And then when the second question comes is like, well, how do you know you feel like that? They have this look of almost confusion, like a deer caught in the headlights, like, huh? How do I know? And it piques this type of curiosity, like, oh, how do I know? And it's something that I would highly encourage you to start to do. Like, how do you know you feel the way that you feel? And start to gain awareness on looking in. And the reason why it's so important for us to have a sense of intelligence or awareness as to what we're feeling emotionally, or emotional intelligence is what we can call it, is because once we have a grip or handle upon what we're feeling and how we label it, we can start to help change it. And there's a lot of misconceptions about like how one would change. You know, we have this emotional scale that really does start from the highest vibrating emotions, which, you know, if you Google search this, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you what the most common thing is out there, is that the high vibrating emotions that are very high on that vibe high scale is going to be joy, love, freedom, empowerment, eagerness, passion, enthusiasm, hopefulness, happiness, optimism. You know, it's all those positive words. And then as you start to shift lower into this more realm of division, into the negative emotions, boredom tends to linger around there, this word of boredom that, you know, divides then now the negative emotions, which turn into frustration, but it's just the lower vibrating emotions of frustration, impatience, worry, rage, anger, doubt, irritation, jealousy, hatred, insecurity, powerlessness, and guilt. It's all that negative or lower vibrating emotions that are further down on the scale. But I want to highlight that there is this, in a sense, a scale of vibration that shifts, that changes. And, you know, if you've ever listened to a music or song, if you were listening to heavy music and then all of a sudden you switched it instantaneously to this, you know, maybe peaceful orchestration, you know, sound, it's a bit confusing and it's like really off. And that's not a natural progression. It's just not a natural progression for us to shift from, actually, I'm not going to say the word shift. I'm going to say the word leap from a negative emotion to a positive emotion. And that's something that's hard for people to also realize, is that, you know, if you have ever engaged with someone that is feeling very down and out and you're trying to make them super happy, like, you know, of course, there maybe are certain people that are able to seamlessly do that. But I would say majority of the people, you know, if they're feeling really low and down and in this place of low vibrations, you don't just shift them to the highest vibration of joy. It's not typical. And I want to show this on the vibrational scale, that we transition people to through different emotions to get to the next emotion. And that goes with the whole idea that we achieve love, happiness, and joy through our fear, anger, and resentment. That we can't just bypass or leap to those higher emotions if we don't work through the ones that are in between, in a sense, in order to, you know, get to that place of neutrality and then shift to a positive place. So that's why, you know, if people if people have ever tried to maybe feel good, but just can't seem to do so, and that's the reason why. And so how I would like to tell them, you know, those people that really just have difficulty with feeling okay again is, okay, fine. We want to get to a less negatively vibrating emotion. So if, for example, anger and rage is, you know, that very negative side of the emotion of the vibrational emotional scale, and sadness is a bit closer to that neutral place, then we shift to sadness. We bring the emotion down. We start to shift, and I see it all the time in my office. It's crazy. You know, we start to create the softness with emotions when we start to shift it to, you know, and they'll even sometimes clients will even be like, oh, that's new. No, it wasn't new. It was just hiding. It was hiding from the other emotions of anger and rage, which were much more apparent because of how strong they were. And we're moving closer to that neutral place of just being okay. So then we can shift over to the more higher vibrating emotions, because emotions are energy and it's a vibration. And there is this sense of seamlessness that takes place of just pacing someone into that more positive emotion, especially if they've never felt that on a regular basis or experienced it most of their life. It's a very hard thing for people to recollect or to know if they haven't had many moments of those experiences. So we have to really just have a sense of trust and helping to shift them into those experiences. So I guess what I'm trying to get to also in my overall rant about emotions is that, you know, if you or someone you know is really stuck in a place of these strong emotions, well, first we got to make sure that they understand what the emotion is and build a handle upon it of like how are they identifying this? How do they label it? And start to shift them to a less negatively vibrating or higher vibration of energy emotionally. And it's this softness that comes over, and it may not be in the positive spectrum, meaning it may not be joy, it may not be happiness, it may not be enthusiasm, it may not be all those really common ones that most of our society will really, you know, put more focus upon that. And that's okay. It is a shift. It's a slow, gradual shift to those neutral emotions, because some people do have no idea how feeling okay is. It's been a long time. And so the idea of even shifting to a happy, bliss, whatever, all those emotions are just not realistic. It's not. And even someone highlighting how they're not there may make someone feel even worse. That like, oh, what's wrong with me? I can't even get to that place. No, okay is just good enough. If we're moving from frustration, rage, and anger to sadness, which is less intense negatively, then yeah, absolutely. That's a big shift. And people will say it. They'll be like, you know, it just feels much more softer. Yeah, it's much more easy to work with too, so that we can start to push it to higher vibrations overall, because these are energies that we're holding within our body. Because going back to, you know, Isaru Emoto, the doctor that did the water experiments, is that we all are water. And if we're constantly vibrating emotionally at this baseline, then, you know, we're spreading that all through our body and creating a new shift, so that we are naturally vibrating at a higher level, you know, as our baseline. It's shifting the whole baseline. And so you may do that temporarily during moments of joy, bliss, happiness, you know. It is temporary experiences, but overall we want to shift our baseline so that So for example, whenever I talk with people about emotions, I will ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you on that vibrational scale? Because, you know, 1 being the most comfortable and 10 being extremely uncomfortable is basically just like that emotional vibration scale. It's that emotional vibration scale of, okay, one being the most comfortable. So those are those more high vibrating emotions like bliss, joy, happiness, euphoria. And then 10 being discomforting is just those lower vibrations of, you know, anger, irritability, restlessness, you know, sadness, all those more negative ones. But everybody's vibrating at a different baseline. And so the first step is just really starting to gain awareness as to what we're feeling and how do we know we're feeling that, and then rate that. Well, where would you rate it on that scale? And you'll find that you have a baseline. You typically do. If you're doing this work, then typically we do have this kind of baseline unless we're, you know, kind of mastered our emotions and awareness. You know, check in and see where your baseline is. Is it a 3? Is it a 2? Is it a 4? Sometimes people just don't even have that awareness to even know that they're feeling. And so then you'll go backwards in a sense that you will just continually ask yourself how you feel and how do you know and what's the word that really resonates the feeling that you're feeling. And then start to just pay attention so that you can grasp upon what is your baseline. Where are you on that scale? So that we can start to shift it higher. And whenever I do this, you know, I am not moving them from, in a sense, a 10 out of 10 to a 1. No, I don't jump. You see it just transition in the office where they go from, you know, a 9, an 8, a 5, and it just slowly, slowly transitions until they're feeling maybe a 2 because that's the best they've ever felt, or a 3 in a sense because they need time. Because I'll ask them, like, okay, what do you need in order for that to go even lower? And like, I just need a bit of time to process and to allow things to really kick in so that this becomes more normal for them and or their baseline. So that is the whole shift of energy of getting someone to a better place. It's not this leap to those more stronger emotions. So we wouldn't want someone to feel, in a sense, bad because they're not maybe feeling what, you know, most of our society and people around us are really highlighting that we should feel. Everybody's different, and that goes to then more of this like toxic positivity. If you ever heard of this terminology, where you know we create this toxic positivity that makes people feel, in a sense, like something's wrong with them or bad because they're not feeling these positive high vibrating ways. No, it's just part of your growth. We need to understand that in nature we have this natural shift, and it's just not feasible, even in our personal growth, to have these drastic influxions or defluxions without going through the other ones that are in between. So if they do shift, it shifts really fast. Yeah, that's possible, but it's not, we don't jump over. We go through it. We go through the emotions that lead us to the better emotions that we would want to feel more regularly or all the time. I have a poster in my office that I love that says, grow through what you go through. Because that's the growth. We do grow through going through those emotions and understanding. So it's through the pain, it's through the fear, it's through the anger that we then will experience the sense of just, you know, neutral or boredom or irritable, and the shifting more to that, you know, contentness or okay or feeling happy. So we grow through what we go through. And that's pretty much my tips and my education for the day. And I hope that maybe this will help you gain further emotional intelligence as to what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and why you're feeling what you're feeling, so you can start to help yourself shift and gain awareness to what is shifting that, and empower yourself to realize you can shift yourself to more of the softer emotions so that you can be in a regular baseline of those higher vibrating emotions. It's that empowerment for you to recognize what is it in your life that is doing that, and pinpoint it and do it more and do it more as long as it's long-term positive improvements, such as exercise, working out, meditation, or you know, walking in the park, going in nature, connecting with friends, like whatever it is, just be aware of it and note that that shift is happening within you so that you can start to create the programming of that and do it yourself. And that's it for today. And I hope you enjoyed this. And until next time, everybody, take care. Bye. Thanks for listening. And I hope you gained some newfound insights or realizations. If you would like future alerts on new episodes, be sure to subscribe. You could also leave us feedback by commenting or simply show us support for this channel by rating us. That is how content gets seen on these platforms, by your feedback. So if you choose to do so or have done so already, we are very grateful and thank you. Until next time, have a great day.